You're tuned in to the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Whether you're here to discover fresh insights or simply be entertained, we've got you covered. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to the Active Action Podcast. My name is Dr. Nazif, and I'm so excited you're here for another episode of the podcast where we talk about all things related to personal growth. Today's topic is near and dear to my heart, which is increasing productivity. I'll share some practical tips and systems to make the most of each your day. I know it's hard to keep up with the demands of work, family, friends, and hobbies. Sometimes it feels like you're juggling a dozen things with only two hands. But don't worry, in today's episode, I'll share some of my favorite strategies to help you make the most of your day. I'll help you to stay focused and avoid burnouts in the process. So let's get right into it. First off, let's clarify what productivity actually means. A lot of people assume that being productive is about working nonstop, hustling 24/7, and checking off as many as tasks as humanly possible. But true productivity isn't about how much we do. It's about doing the right things in the right way. It's like the difference between being busy and being effective. Busy can mean spending 8 hours on tasks that should have only taken an hour. Effective means using a system, a framework, or a hack that helps you get the most important things done without sacrificing your health, relationships, or sanity. If you have been feeling overwhelmed or spread thin, take in your heart that productivity can be approached in different ways. Before we dive into nitty-gritty hacks, let's talk about mindset. Because what's going on in our heads really sets the tone for how productive we can be. If you wake up in the morning thinking, I'm gonna be overwhelmed, well, guess what? You might end up being overwhelmed. But if you switch that inner dialogue to something more positive or productive, like, I can handle today's task and I'll use my resources wisely, that small shift can do wonders for your ability to plan and execute. One mindset trick I like is something that I call the next step focus. Instead of obsessing over the mountain of things that have to be done by the end of the week, I focus on the very next step in front of me. Sometimes we paralyze ourselves by thinking about everything at once, but we can break the big goals or tasks down and say, okay, what's the very next action that I need to take? You'll notice that it feels much more manageable. And once you do that next step, you move on to the next one and so on. Over time, you realize you're making progress more quickly than you have imagined. All right, let's jump into our first hack, which is time blocking. This method has been around for a while and it's popular for a good reason, because it works. What is time blocking? Essentially, you divide your day into chunks or blocks of time. Each block is dedicated to a specific task or category of tasks. Let's say you have a 2-hour block in the morning for creative work, like writing reports or creating content. Then maybe you schedule a 1-hour block for responding to emails and returning phone calls. Next up, you block out 30 minutes for lunch and then another 2-hour block for focusing on project works and so on. Why does time blocking work? It helps you avoid context switching. If you're constantly jumping from one type of task to another, you will lose momentum and focus. It encourages you to be realistic about how much time you actually have. By time blocking, you're focused to consider and finite hours in a day. It's a gentle or not so gentle reminder that you can't do everything, but you can do some things really well if you plan them out effectively. A few tips to make time blocking work. Start with your priorities. Put your most important tasks in your most alert times of the day. If you're a morning person, schedule your high focus tasks in the morning. If you're a night owl, move them accordingly. Include buffer blocks. Things don't always go as planned. Meetings run late, tasks take longer than expected. Build in some catch-up time. Be flexible. Don't treat your schedule as a rigid master. Think of it like a guide. If something changes, adjust and move on. Next up is something you might have heard before. It's called the Pareto Principle, commonly referred as the 80 by 20 rule. It basically states that roughly 80% of the results come from 20% of the efforts. In productivity terms, it's a reminder that not all tasks are created equal. Here's how you can use the 80 by 20 rule. Identify your highest impact tasks. Out of your entire to-do list, figure out which tasks create the greatest results. For example, if you're in sales, maybe 80% of your revenue comes from just 20% of your clients. Focus more energy on those 20%. They're giving you the biggest return in investment. Delegate or eliminate low-value tasks. It's easy to get trapped in a cycle of mundane, low-impact tasks. If you notice that certain tasks are neither urgent nor very important, try delegating them to someone else or removing them from your plate altogether. Review and adjust regularly. The ratio isn't fixed. You need to keep an eye on your tasks and see if your assumptions are still true over time. Using the 80 by 20 rule helps you not only be productive, but also effective. It ensures you're investing your time in the things that matter the most. Now, let's chat about the Pomodoro technique, a classic but super effective hack for beating procrastination and improving focus. This method was invented by Francesco Cirillo, and it's named after those tomato-shaped kitchen timers. Pomodoro means tomato in Italian. So how does the Pomodoro technique work? Choose a task you want to work on. Set a timer for 25 minutes, that is one Pomodoro. Work exclusively on that task until the timer rings. Take a short 5-minute break and then repeat the process. After you're done 4 of these Pomodoro sessions, you take a longer break of, say, 15 to 30 minutes. The idea is to break your work into small sprints. This method helps you to stay focused because 25 minutes is short enough to feel doable. You're also rewarded with frequent breaks, which can help prevent burnout and keep your mind fresh. If you're someone who struggles with procrastination or projects that seems massive, try Pomodoro. It's amazing how much you can get done in a focused 25-minute burst. We often hear about setting goals like losing weight, writing a book, or hitting a sales target. Goals are great, but sometimes we forget that it's the system behind the goal that actually determines whether we succeed. What is the difference between a goal and a system? A goal is a specific outcome you want. For example, I want to write a 50,000-word novel by the December 31st. A system is your daily process or routine that makes achieving the goal more likely. For example, I'll write 500 words every weekday morning at 7 a.m. When you focus on building a system, you create a repeatable process you can rely on. Goals can be motivating, but they're also external. Once you reach them, you might lose that motivation. With a system, you're always in motion, continually improving and adjusting your routine. It becomes a lifestyle rather than a one-time push. A few system-building tips for you. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire day at once. Introduce one new habit, like 15 minutes of reading every evening, and let that become a routine before adding something else. Track your progress. Use a habit tracker, an app, or just a notebook to mark off your successes each day. This gives you a tangible record of how you're doing. Reward yourself. When you stick to your system, celebrate the small wins. It could be a relaxing bath, a fancy coffee, or just taking a moment to acknowledge your process.
You are listening to the Active Action Podcast. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about our physical and digital environments, because where we work and how we work can make a huge difference in how productive we are. Let's talk about physical space. Keep your workspace tidy. If you're constantly reaching for a pen or rummaging through a piles of paper, that's time and energy wasted. Comfort matters. If you're sitting for long periods, invest in a decent chair or standing desk. Your body will thank you and you will focus better. Remove distractions. If your workspace is in a high traffic area of your home, consider noise-canceling headphones or position yourself where you're not constantly interrupted. Let's talk about digital space. Organize your files. Keep a clean folder structure on your computer or cloud storage. Label documents in a way that makes sense for easy retrieval. Limit notifications. Every ping or buzz can derail your focus. Turn off non-essential notifications on your phone and computer. Use productivity apps wisely. Tools like Trello, Asana, or Google Calendar can help you stay organized. But too many apps can also be overwhelming. Pick a few that genuinely fits your workflow. I'm a bit of a productivity geek, so I love trying out new tools and apps. Here are a few that have constantly helped me stay on track. Notion. It's a flexible workspace where you can create to-do lists, wikis, databases, and more. Notion is great for organizing projects, personal tasks, and even journaling. Google Calendar, a classic, but so powerful when you use it for time booking, scheduling meetings, and setting reminders. You can color code events to visually separate different areas of your life, work, family, hobbies, etc. Another app is Forest, a fun way to keep yourself from scrolling on social media. You plant a virtual tree that grows while you stay focused, but if you leave the app, the tree dies. Strange concept, but surprisingly motivating. Todoist, a robust task management app with natural language input. Great for capturing tasks and organizing them by projects or due dates. Remember, tools are only as good as how you use them. The key is to find something that fits your style and then stick to it. I also wanted to mention, like, none of these tools that I talked about, no, I'm not getting paid for any of these tools. This is not a promotion advertisement, but these are tools that I've used myself and I have been benefited from using these tools. Let's be real. Even with the best systems and tools, distraction and procrastination can creep in. Social media, Netflix, that new game you just have downloaded, there's always something vying in your attention. Set boundaries using technology. Maybe it's putting your phone in another room when you need to focus, or installing a website blocker that limits your time on social media. Use the 2-minute rule. If something can be done in 2 minutes or less, like quickly replying to an important email, do it right away. Otherwise, capture it onto your to-do list. Practice mindfulness. Sometimes procrastination is a sign you're overwhelmed or anxious. Taking a few deep breaths, doing a quick meditation, or journaling your thoughts can help clear your mind. And remember, procrastination itself isn't the enemy. It's often a symptom. Maybe you need a clear plan, a break, or a different environment. Listen to what your mind and body are telling you and adjust accordingly. It's very important to build momentum. A great day often starts the night before. That's why morning and evening routines can be a game changer thing. Evening routine. In your evening routine, plan tomorrow's to-do list. Just jot down the top three tasks you want to accomplish, prep your environment, lay out clothes, clear your workspace, or set up your coffee maker. Anything that removes friction in the morning is a plus. Wind down. Turn off screens or use blue light filters to signal to your body it's time to rest. Let's talk about the morning routine. Start with something positive. This could be reading a few pages of a book, doing a quick workout, or meditation. Review your to-do list. Remind yourself of the top three things you need to tackle. Nourish yourself. A healthy breakfast or even just hydrating properly can impact your energy levels for the entire day. Having these routines booked provides structure and allows you to build momentum. You'll find that making small, consistent changes adds up in a big way over time. All right, friends, we have covered a lot of ground today. Mindset, time blocking, the 80 by 20 rule, Pomodoro technique, building systems, organizing your environment, picking the right tool, dealing with distraction, and setting morning and evening routines. Whoa! There is a lot of productivity goodness in just one episode. But here's the thing. Don't try to implement all these hacks at once. Choose one or two that resonate with you and give them a fair shot. Productivity is deeply personal. What works for someone else might not work for you, and that's totally fine. Experiment, tweak, and make these hacks your own. Remember, the whole point of productivity is to free up your time and mental energy so you can focus on what truly matters, whether that's your family, your passion, your career, or your personal well-being. Productivity isn't about becoming some work machine. It's about creating space in your life for what you love. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode has given you some fresh ideas and inspiration to optimize your day and get more of the right things done. If you found any of these tips helpful, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out on social media and leave a review. If you know someone who could use a productivity boost, share this episode with them. Until next time, keep aiming to live your best life, one intentional day at a time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode. This is your host, Dr. Nazif, signing out.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. For more episodes and updates, head over to activeactionpodcast.com. Until next time, keep smiling, stay inspired, and keep making your mark. This is the Active Action Podcast, signing off.